New York Times, Democrats are destroying a Latino culture. By Jacob Bliss on March 1, 2022. The New York Times published an article emphasizing how the Democrats are destroying the Latino culture, as Republicans pick up thousands of Hispanic voters. The Times wrote that voters and candidates in South Texas claim that Democrats are destroying a Latino culture built around God, family, and patriotism. In addition to noting that former President Donald Trump's rhetoric of being tough on the border and building the wall on the southern border did not repel the voters but drew them in closer. In the one-time Democrat stronghold of the Rio Grande Valley in southern Texas, where more than 90% of the population are Hispanic voters, the Republican Party has had significant success in driving them to the Republican Party. This is partially done by the Republicans using the Democrats' attack on religious values and wanting to replace traditional white American culture with non-white multiculturalism. Additionally, the Times also claimed that the Hispanic push to the right is not only because of Trump but also is a decade in the making. Over the last decade, as the Times acknowledged, Republican candidates have been building on the party's history of economic, religious, and cultural sentiment in the party. For instance, the Republican Party in the Rio Grande Valley is still a minority but is rapidly growing. The Republican Party gained more voters than the Democrats in South Texas, as tens of thousands of new voters have gone to the polls. However, Texas Democrat Representative Vicente Gonzalez claimed that those numbers are still relatively insignificant when you look at Democrat versus Republican overall, even though he has switched the congressional district he was running in to give himself a better shot at winning, after barely winning in his 2020 re-election campaign. Despite what Gonzalez claimed, South Texas politics are constantly being shaped. In 2020, Trump received almost twice as many votes in Hidalgo County as in 2016. In addition, McAllen, which is inside Hidalgo County, elected its first Republican mayor, and a state Democrat lawmaker in Rio Grande City switched his political party from Democrat to Republican. As a result of this, both parties are now looking towards the Hispanic voters as a potentially decisive swing vote in the midterm election, while the Republicans are looking to gain 5 seats and the Democrats are trying to protect their slimming majority. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.